This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Farmers and ranchers cut their production costs by roughly 9% last year. A report in Successful Farming said the cuts were caused by an end to the ag boom and a resulting collapse in farm income. Farmers paid out a total of $362.8 billion last year, the lowest outlay since 2012, according to estimates from the USDA Farm Expenditures Report. The peak outlay for expenses was in 2014, when farmers spent nearly $400 billion, just as commodity prices began a sharp decline. Average spending per farm last year was $171,000, down just over $15,000 from the previous year. Crop farmers were aggressive in cost-cutting, lowering expenditures by $22 billion, or 11%, from the previous year. The biggest cuts were in equipment, fuel, and farm repairs and supplies. Rent was the biggest single expenditure, and it dropped 5% from the previous year to $25.4 billion. U of I grain economist Gary Schnitke says farmers should expect marginally lower revenues from corn and soybeans this year, with another drop in revenues in 2017. He said farmers will need to continue to cut costs, especially if they have a low amount of working capital. In other news, the EPA set a goal of issuing a decision on Monsanto's new dicamba products by the end of this year. The products are designed to be used with the Roundup Ready Xtend crops. However, the approval process has been bogged down by reports of farmers using an older version of the herbicide and have done some damage in nearby crops that aren't resistant to the weed killer. In April, the EPA proposed allowing the use of the herbicide designed to be used with the Monsanto Xtend crops, but it hasn't actually approved it yet. Some farmers filled in the gaps with older versions of the herbicide. The acting director of the EPA's Pesticide Registration Division, Michael Gudis, said those uses are illegal and could be subject to criminal prosecution. Gudis also said the chemical's effects on nearby crops raise concerns about Monsanto's new herbicide being contained in fields where it's applied. Bayer Crop Science is continuing to invest in the future of agriculture with the development of Poncho Vetivo 2.0, the next generation of Poncho Vetivo. The new corn seed treatment will further enhance yield potential by increasing the availability of nutrients in the soil while still protecting young corn plants from insects and nematodes. The product was announced at the Farm Progress Show in Iowa, and I had a chance to visit with Bayer's Seed Growth Product Manager, Greg Genesty, to find out the details. Greg, today we're going to be visiting about a new seed treatment, Poncho Vetivo 2.0. This is not sold commercially yet, but that's in the works.
Yeah, we're really excited to be able to launch our communication on Poncho Vetivo 2.0 at this Farm Progress Show. Many growers probably know Poncho Vetivo, which is a current seed treatment that's available on corn, soybean, cotton seed. And you know, Poncho Vetivo has become America's number one seed treatment. The benefit it brings to growers year after year, the trust that growers have built into this product, coming back to it, you know, it gives the insect protection above and below ground, and it has the Votivo component, which is a biological that grows around the roots and provides protection against nematodes. Votivo also has some plant growth promotion, which increases the plant health and the yields at the end of the season. So what we've done is we've kept those two products, and we're adding a third component to the mix, and this is what we'll be calling Poncho Vetivo 2.0. So what are we adding? We're adding yet another biological. So we'll now have two complementary biologicals. Well, the first one is all about nematode protection. This new one is all about soil health. This new biological is going to help break apart organic matter in the soil right around that root so that there are more nutrients that are available for the plant to grow. We've been testing this product for the last 3 years in the field, and on average we've been seeing a 4-bushel yield increase on top of Poncho Vetivo. So when you think of it, Poncho Vetivo was bringing 10 bushels over a fungicide-treated seed. We're now bringing 14-bushel yield potential on top of a fungicide-treated corn seed.
You pretty much answered my question. Not only does the seed treatment providing that above ground and below ground protection, but you mentioned that yield increase, and I think that's really something that farmers today need to focus on, especially commodity markets have been down and really need to watch. So it sounds like a real benefit for farmers.
Yeah, I mean, right now with corn prices below $3 for a lot of it, you know, it's how do I get more yield on my acre so that I can compensate and really have more production. This product will enable to yet again push that yield limit a little bit further and have that potential for the grower to be able to care for that plant. You know, it's you take a corn seed and it's loaded with all kind of genetic potential that the grower puts a lot of money in every year. And as soon as that seed gets out of the bag, everything's trying to go at it to reduce that yield potential, maybe insects and diseases and even environmental conditions such as weather and cool and wetness. So we really have to try to see what kind of tools do we have to protect that investment. And seed treatments are great for this. You know, they're right there where you need it, at when you need it. They're on the seed. It's readily available as soon as that seed germinates and the first little roots come out of it. That seedling, that young plant, in the first 4 to 6 weeks of its growth, it's going to fix a lot of its yield potential. At the same time, it's really susceptible at that point. So really bringing that protection through the seed treatment is going to help that genetic then fully express itself into a grown, mature corn plant that's going to be able to yield more.
And we mentioned this at the beginning, but this is going to be available commercially for the 2019 season. So that means for sale in the fall of 2018.
Yeah, it'll be for sale. Growers will be able to order seed treated with this Poncho Votivo 2.0 in the fall winter of 2018. You know, we're already starting to roll out a communication around it. When we launched Poncho Votivo, we had a lot of education to do. First of all, the nematode awareness wasn't that high. And you know, biologicals, there's so many biologicals coming out. There's always a little bit of question mark in the back of the grower's mind. Is this really going to live to expectations? So we launched it early in terms of communication, did the homework in terms of educating growers, and this is exactly what we're doing again, coming out, showing them what the product can do, giving the proof points. You know, I think it's talk about low commodity prices and something that growers are looking more and more of. I need proven results. I need to be able, if I'm going to invest more money in my inputs, I want to make sure that there's going to be a return for it. So that's the whole program between now and then, you know, the next 2 years until it's available. How do we get them more comfortable, get them out? We're going to have some field trials next year where we can take growers out also, be able to have them see it for themselves and see the value that it's going to bring on their seed.
Seed Growth Product Manager for Bayer, Greg Genesty, about Poncho Votivo 2.0. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.